I'm Philip Reeves in India, a country that also has big ambitions to harness space to meet its growing needs.
10 satellites, one spectacular launch.
Indians take much patriotic pride in their space program.
No one, not the Russians, not the Europeans, not even almighty NASA's, ever put that many birds into flight in one tremendous heave.
That rocket launched last year, carrying a batch of new satellites. When India embarked on its first moon mission 6 months later, there was even more excitement. As the Chandrayaan-1 lifted off, spectators watched in awe and posted their reactions on YouTube. Commentators declared the 21st century's great space race had begun between Asia's rising powers, India and China. Much has changed since India's space program made a modest start back in the 1960s. Pallava Bagla, co-author of a book on India's moon mission, says the program's founders weren't interested in going to the moon.
The government decided that it will use space as a means of delivering high technology to alleviate poverty. That was the fundamental way in which the space program started.
It created satellites that could search for water and minerals, predict the weather, and monitor pollution. Dipankar Banerjee of the Institute of Peace and Conflict Studies in New Delhi says space technology now plays a huge role in Indian life.
The 300-odd television channels that are now broadcasting news all over the country, providing communications now extensively, predicting the monsoon, which is absolutely vital to Indian requirements, analysing the forest cover.
This year, India allocated just over $1 billion to its space program. That's about a 1/17 of NASA's budget. Some people say that money would be better spent helping hundreds of millions of Indians who still live in profound poverty. But officials argue that every 1 rupee spent on the space program indirectly generates 2 in return. As for the moon mission, India says it costs less than $90 million, a sum that Ajay Lely of the Institute of Defence Studies and Analysis in New Delhi says is tiny by today's standards.
You got an Indian businessman called Mukesh Ambani who gifted his wife an aircraft which costs more than India's moon mission. So I think India has today reached to a stage where India can really afford it.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, +1.
Yes.
When, in October, the Indian Space Research Organization dispatched the unmanned Chandrayaan-1 to orbit the moon, everything went smoothly. Carrying payloads from NASA and Europe, it set off to map the lunar surface in unprecedented detail and search for minerals. But it's run into technical trouble, so the 2-year mission may have to be curtailed. That's unlikely to dent the ambitions of India's space scientists. They're working on Chandrayaan-2. That'll place a buggy on the moon. They also want to send missions to study the Sun and Mars. There's talk of eventually sending an Indian astronaut to the moon, though that's controversial. Kiran Karnik worked with India's space research program for 20 years. He thinks gathering data from the moon is useful, but landing a human on it is not.
I think that's pointless. Let's stay ahead in what counts for India, which is applications that have meaning for the development of this country.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.